Christmas Joy, a compilation.
What is Christmas to you? To many people, it's the biggest holiday of the year, a time when they don't have to go to work or school and are able to take a vacation. Of course, to many others, the Christmas season is also a lot of work, a hectic time for shoppers and shopkeepers alike, as people frantically try to find the right gifts for relatives, friends, and acquaintances. Christmas is also a sentimental time when people tend to reminisce about past holidays spent with loved ones. Ironically, Christmas Day itself gets sort of lost in the days and weeks surrounding it. Many cards and decorations nowadays say, "Season's greetings," with no mention of Christmas at all. Christmas trees, lights, presents, snowmen, jingle bells, candy canes, etc., all play their part in defining what many people associate with this festive season, while all but forgetting its true meaning. There's much more to Christmas than trees, decorations, presents, and parties. If these distractions are set aside, then the real beauty and wonder of Christmas can be realized and appreciated. Christmas is the time to celebrate the day that the Creator of the universe sent his Son, Jesus, his greatest gift to the world, in the form of a weak and helpless baby. With that baby came a message of love, hope, and salvation for all people everywhere. This holy child was born to a humble girl who conceived miraculously. And though he was ordained to be a king, in fact, the King of Kings, he was not born in a plush palace with prestigious members of the court in attendance. There was no honor and praise accorded him from the establishment of the day. Instead, he was born in a barn, amidst the cattle and donkeys, and then wrapped in rags and laid to rest in the animal's feed trough. His birth brought no great fanfare or official recognition from the institutions and governments of man. But that night, on a nearby hillside, lowly shepherds were awestruck as an angel appeared and said to them, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Then a brilliant light burst upon them as a multitude of angels filled the night with their heavenly declaration and song. "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth to men of goodwill. For unto you this day is born a Savior, Christ the Lord." Jesus Christ is God's Christmas gift to the world. He is not merely a prophet, philosopher, teacher, rabbi, or guru. He is the Son of God. Though many great teachers have spoken and taught about love and about God, Jesus is love and he is God. He is also the only one who could die for the sins of the world. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." May we live in his joy this Christmas and always. Activated Magazine. The Grand Story. from his humble birth to his despicable death, the exalted king, though unrecognizable by his own people, as was foretold, came and bore our human experience to usher us back to his kingdom. What a grand story Christmas is! From the dawn of time, God has always intended to dwell with his creation, and thankfully, at the end of time, he will do so. Due to the disobedience of the first family, consequently, all of humanity became estranged from God. When God unfolded his redemption plan, he graciously offered his nearness to a specific people for his mission through covenants. This was the case for Noah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and then later with the nation of Israel. The Jews understood this perfectly, that unless God was among them, they would perish. Moses' famous prayer for God to show his glory revealed this sentiment. The nearness of God was always a huge celebration point for the Israelite nation, unlike its pagan neighbors. From his humble birth to his despicable death, the exalted king came and bore our human experience to usher us back to his kingdom. This is precisely why the birth of Jesus is magnificent. The God of the universe not only chooses to redeem us himself, but also uses means least expected. He does not save us from a distance, but comes to share our whole experience with us. God, who had only spoken and revealed himself through a few, had now chosen to dwell among us, and so, rightly fitting is his name, Emmanuel. Moreover, this name would not only remind Matthew's Jewish audience of how God resided among their descendants in the tabernacle and the temple, but also allude to Isaiah's prophecy about the birth of a baby whose name would be Emmanuel. Israel longed for her Savior, who has now appeared amidst darkness. The darkness is still a malady that grips us today through our sins and sorrows. But in contrast, the Scriptures offer us good news that the light has come. And since God has worked through several millennia to bring us this gift of his Son, we do well to have a proper understanding of who Jesus is and what his true mission is to rightly honor him. Seize the season, wait no more, and join the greatest story ever told. Turn to Jesus, the exalted King. Daphne Byamukama. Christmas Grace. Father Joseph Moore pastored a small church of Arnsdorf near Salzburg, Austria. The congregation, like the village, was comprised of simple people. They were farmers and woodworkers. There was more poverty than affluence. They worked long hours and endured harsh winters. Christmas was one of their few respites. The pastor did his best to make the holiday service special for his flock. But this year, 1818, he had a problem. The organ had become unfit for use. It was old. Mice had eaten at the bellows. The church needed a new one. But they didn't have the money. Father Moore went to his organist and expressed his chagrin. "We must have something special for midnight mass." "What is Christmas," they wondered, "without music?" On the day before Christmas Eve, the father was called to administer last rites to a dying woman. By the time he returned to Arnsdorf, the hour was late. The valley and the village lay in darkness. The priest paused on a height overlooking the town. The offense had left him sad. The useless organ, the death of a parishioner, the cold night and long journey. His heart, like the valley, was lost in shadows. But then he saw a faint light of a distant home. Against the black curtain of night, it shone even brighter. The priest pondered the light, then thought to himself, "It must have been something like this, that silent, holy night in Bethlehem." Suddenly, inspired, he hurried home, sat over his desk, and wrote, "Silent night, holy night. All is dark, save the light. Yonder, where they sweet vigils keep, or the babe who in silent sleep rests in heavenly peace, rests in heavenly peace. Silent night, peaceful night. Darkness flies, all is light. Shepherds hear the angels sing. Alleluia, hail the King. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born." Upon arising the next morning, he took his lyrics to Franz Gruber, his organist. Within moments, Gruber imagined the perfect melody. When he sang the song to his wife, she told him, "We will die, you and I, but this song will live." It has. Christmas is not Christmas without the song, Silent Night. We cherish its promise. The world still sits in shadows. Death casts its shroud. Misfortune silences the organ. Yet whatever the generations bring, the light of Jesus still shines. Thank God for Christmas. Thank God it's Christmas. Max Lucado.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.